Hey, this is Russ Dizdar. We're getting ready to start right now in session number 2 of Discernment. This is the series on ESP versus HSP. That's, extrasensory perception, all the spirits, all the revelations of the fallen spirits in contrast to the Spirit of God, Holy Spirit perception. Listen, everybody around us, I think since the 60s, has delved into the spiritual realm. Supernatural things have been grasped, read, experienced, all kinds of things. But we've been saying for a long time now that the ramping up of seduction, deception, and, the Bible calls it spiritual imposters. If you read again in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1, how the Spirit of God, uncreated, eternal Spirit of God, has said very clearly that in the latter days, planos, imposters, spirits. And so New Agers and psychics and remote viewers and across the United States and around the world, there are massive, massive, massive numbers of spirits that have manifested, guided people, engaging people, visiting people, knocking on the doors of human consciousness, knocking on the doors, tantalizing the world, trying to bring, an appealing to hearts and minds, as was done, Genesis 3, in the beginning. And deception led us to death. Deception led us to this trail of tears. Deception led us to this pain that we're in. Listen, I don't know where you are in all the world. I want to say welcome to all our friends that are downloading in China and Russia and Norway and Finland, Czech Republic, down in Australia, South America, South Africa, Canada, Alaska, throughout the United States, New Zealand, Honolulu, down in, Japan, and the Philippines, and just so many other places. It is really, really, again, I believe and trust, a supernatural providence. So many of you have found these broadcasts, you've said, by accident. Well, I believe it's by divine providence, because God is searching for you, looking for you, summoning you, many of you, to come home. God wants you. There's vast numbers of finite fallen spirits everywhere. Counterfeit spirituality everywhere. Counterfeit signs, wonders, and miracles everywhere. But let me tell you something right now. What comes from hell leads to hell. What comes from, you know, the side that brings deception and seduction, Jesus said, in that side, there is no truth. So listen, if you're military, political, if you're an educator, and you've been searching and seeking and questing for spiritual truth, then let me ask you something. Nobody wants to be deceived. What spirit has guided you, has engaged you? What have you experienced? Your experience may be very, very real, but also deadly and lethal to you. Do you know God personally, spiritually? You might know a spiritual experience. I did back in the 60s and the beginning of the 70s. I knew I could talk about spiritual experiences, none of which led me to God. I can also tell you about the time the Spirit of God engaged me through a man that knew Christ, that came into a party that was telling everybody about God's love in Christ. And the Spirit of God emanated off of him. There was so much power and presence. I was used to spiritual powers, but nothing like this. This was clean. This was right. It was a sense of, I knew it was God. And when I ran from that man and left, hours later, deep in the middle of the night is when the Spirit of God guided and directed and led me. Listen, God the Holy Spirit will lead you to Christ, lead you to sheer love of God, to relationship, to eternal life, to the gift of it, to knowing. Either the Spirit of God is on the inside of you right now, or he's on the outside of you. in this moment in history, he's at work. If he's on the inside of you as a believer in Christ, then God is at work in you to will and to do. The Spirit of God has been given as a power and guide and leading you and directing you. You are a temple of the Spirit of God. But listen, if the Spirit of God's on the outside, I want you to know that right now he's the greatest friend you can have, because he will show you the difference between what is true and what is erroneous. If you will listen to the Spirit of God as God summons you, the tool that the Spirit of God has is his own language, his own writing. 1,600 years, 40 different writers, 3 different continents, 3 different languages. The Spirit of God has chosen individuals. All of them knew God, knew the Spirit of God, and were guided by the Holy Spirit of God to bring the data, to bring the revelation, to bring the communication. God so loved the world. Now, I want you to hear now, because many of you are believers in Christ, in an age in which the ramping up of spiritual confusion, deception, and by the way, in the book of 1 Corinthians 14, God is not the author of confusion. God is the God of revelation. God is the God of showing himself, speaking the truth, revealing the truth, even when he has to tell you, you're lost, you've sinned, you screwed up. The death code is inside. You're going to die. You're going to lose your soul. God wants to tell you that. The dark side won't tell you that. Satanists and Luciferians and all the rest know that. And so in the midst of spiritual confusion, deception, seduction, as was prophesied by the infinite, uncreated Spirit of God, that in these latter days, we would be in the midst of the most supernatural ramping up ever in history, because there is not only the presence of deceiving spirits, but the massive, massive agenda of deceiving spirits. They are after the world. They are after your family, after your friends, after the nations. The two primary targets, according to biblical revelation, that is the Spirit of God's revelation, is the political realm and the military realm. That's the two main places of grave warning. And I will continue to share this again and again and again, trusting again the supernatural providence of God, guiding politicians, those in government, and guiding military people, even Russians, and the Red Guard of other nations, the Chinese and other places, military individuals. They might even get in trouble for listening. But better to listen to what you now are feeling is the presence of God engaging you and drawing you, saying that God loves you and God can come inside your life right now. You can be born of the Spirit of God when you recognize Jesus Christ, God who came to the cross and died for you and shed his blood, died and he blasted apart the finality of death, rose from the dead. He's alive right now. He's the presence behind this speaker, behind this voice you hear, is simply the compelling love of God, the Spirit of God within. So listen, Romans chapter 8 says this. Romans chapter 8, get it down. If you have not the Spirit of Christ, you are none of his. Are you born of the Spirit of God? Have you received Christ? Now, I say that because without the Spirit of God on the inside of your life, in this spiritual confusion that we're in, you are going to be in grave danger, vulnerable to a massive number of different spiritual sources, all finite, fallen, and deceiving, that, again, if they come from hell's kitchen, ultimately, they just lead you back there. If it comes from God, the Spirit of God, he leads you to Christ. He leads you to the Word of God. He leads you into relationship with God. So, we are on session number 2, discernment and the Word of God. Discernment and the Word of God. It's the revelation. What is the Word of God? You know what it is? It is the language of the Spirit. The Word of God, the grapha, the writings. Infallible, inerrant, supernatural, authoritative, they are literally alive. Listen, if you're a New Ager, a spiritual quester, an esoteric, you're looking for things and you've read materials, or even maybe you're an author and believe that some spirit guided you, like automatic writing. Anybody reading any of those inspired writings, Didache of Daimonoia, teachings, messages. The spirits have messages. They bring them orally through channelers and oracles. They can bring them to people's minds. There's involuntary thoughts and feelings that come. Engagements, supernatural dreams and visions that can come from the dark side. Always masqueraded as if it is an angel of light, as if it is God. How do you tell the difference? What comes from the dark side leads ultimately into that domain. It always leads you further and further to row the boat further and further out into the deep, away from the shore of God's love. When it's the Spirit of God, He's constantly wanting to reveal to those of you that do not know Christ that you're loved, that God wants to come in, that He summons you right now, right now, right now, to come to Christ. You can come to Christ right now, and God can come to dwell in your heart. Whosoever calls on the name of the Lord. Now see, the scripture that I'm quoting, the grapha that I'm quoting, that, my friends, Jesus said it this way: the words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. Men should not live by bread alone, but on every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Will you listen to the finite fallen spirits, or will you listen to the infinite, uncreated, eternal, Holy Spirit, Spirit of truth, who seeks to embrace you? God seeks to embrace you. Now, as believers in Christ, the Spirit of God is inside. The trouble is that in especially the Western cultures, there are so many biblically illiterate believers, so many believers that have only read tidbits here and there, so many believers that are 20 and 30 years old as a Christian, and they've only relied on a Sunday morning sermon. They barely know the scriptures at all. Let me ask you a few questions to evaluate where you are. If you're 5, 10 years old as a believer or more, do you know how to win souls to Christ? Do you know how to pray with power and get answers? Do you know how to be filled with the Holy Spirit? Do you know how to, by the authority of Christ given you, cast out demons when they are in other people? Can you pray for healing? Can you feed somebody some food and take care of somebody who has no clothes on? Provide them. Do you know how to share the Word of God? Do you know how to deal with spiritual warfare when the enemy comes with those involuntary and those involuntary thoughts and feelings, those arrows of Ephesians chapter 6 that talks about the armor of God? The majority of Christians, they're not even sure what the armor of God is. And when they do read about it, they don't know how to put it on. And I'm saying in the first year, I'm just telling everybody this right now, and all those leaders out there, all the Christians right now, get this down. In the first year of your life as a believer, you should get these things down. To take up the cross and follow Christ, you've been born again of the Spirit of God. Now be filled, clothed with the power of the Holy Spirit. Now begin to become a witness for Jesus and win souls. Be a part of the Great Commission. Now begin to learn prayer. Ask and you receive. Seek and you'll find. Knock and the door will be opened. How much more will the Heavenly Father give tremendous things to you? Listen, this is the Word of God. It's that simple. Believing it. But you can't believe what you don't read. So read it. Take it into your life, appropriate it, step out in faith on it, and watch the hand of God move in your life. Let me tell you something right now. Now is not the day to be lackadaisical and lazy. We need to repent. We need to repent of any kind of Laodicean, laziness and human perceptions. We need the perception of the Spirit of God. If you're a believer in Christ, God the Holy Spirit has come into you. If you're a believer in Christ, God the Holy Spirit is moving you to get into the revelation, the Word of God. And I'm going to give you 7 things right now that the Word of God is and is for your life. And I pray that right now the Spirit of God will grip the believer listening, that you'll grab the Word of God, that you'll be, listen, dedicated, strong. You ever read Romans chapter 12, verse 11? never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord. Keep ablaze in the Spirit. Never be lacking in zeal. You read it in 2 Peter chapter 1 when it says, His divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of Him who have called us by His own glory and goodness. Go down a couple verses where it says this, Therefore, add to your faith. Make every effort. Now, depending on the translation, every effort is the Greek word spoudē. That's coming from the Greek wrestling and athletic games where they would use every fiber of every muscle of everything they know to do to win. God is telling you, as a believer, use every fiber of your being now as a believer. Grow, get up, and grow in the Lord and become strong. Now, when you hear these seven things that I'm going to share with you about the Word of God and its abilities, each time I quote, and I'm going to give you chapters because I don't want to just give you a verse. Go to the chapter, find the verse that I'm talking about, read it in context. But listen, believer, it's time to know the Word of God. It's time to memorize. You know what you're doing? You're memorizing living words. Did you know that the Word of God is alive, animated by the very presence of God, used by the infinite presence, omniscience, omnipresence, omnipotence of God. So the Word of God, listen, is revelation. For the New Agers, psychics, and others that are listening, just as you understand, you know, spiritual revelations and spiritual manifestations, I'm telling you right now, the Word of God is Holy Spirit manifestation. It is Holy Spirit revelation from beginning to end. It is absolutely incredible on the human scale, and beyond anything else when it comes to manuscripts. It blows everything else out of the water on a human scale. But it's beyond just the human scale. God the Holy Spirit guided 40 different writers over a period of 1,600 years, basically. That means He moved on them. It wasn't about possession like in demon possession. It wasn't about in times when people have gotten revelations, gone into trances, and gone completely passive. This is about the Spirit of God guiding believers that knew God and communicated more and more and more of the grapha that corresponded to earlier grapha writings. And so we find this progression to where God has given us this massive, massive, massive revelation that we now call the Bible. The Bible is the most powerful book in human history. It claims of itself that it came from God. I mean, directly revealed. I'm talking about all the writers. And there's evidences about signs, wonders, miracles, even Christ who came in fulfillment of the Word of God, lived the Word of God, quoted the Word of God, spoke the Word of God, in which His own words became the grapha, the writings, the Word of God. But the bottom line is, the Bible is the only book whose author is always present. I got thousands of books all around me right here in this room. Probably most of these authors are dead. I don't know. 99.9% of all of them. I've never met the authors. But I want you to know right now, I know the author of the book, the Bible. He dwells within me. For many of you who know Christ, He dwells within you. And for those who do not have the Spirit of God inside you, listen, I'm just telling you frankly, God is trying to get through your head. He's trying to get to your heart. He's trying to grip you and bring you into relationship with His power and grace and might and supernatural abilities and strengths that He'll bring into your life. Listen, if you want the counterfeit, you will go down with that burning ship. If you embrace the lie, you embrace the liar. Jesus said of the fallen cherub who's got a massive agenda going on, that he's the father of lies. He's a murderer. So let's take a look right now at the seven points that I want to give you concerning discernment and the Word of God. Number one, studying the book of Hebrews, chapters 1 through 4. Here's what you're going to notice. Number one, the Word of God is the language of the Holy Spirit. The Word of God is the language of the Holy Spirit. When we read in Timothy that all grapha, all Scripture, is God-breathed, it is an incredible word of the picture of breath coming out. God breathed upon Moses, breathed upon Isaiah, breathed upon Jeremiah and Matthew and Mark and Luke and John and Jude and so forth. He breathed upon them and gave them the selections and guided them. They didn't claim it was their own stuff. They didn't say it was human inspiration. It was they were carried along, guided, inspired by the breathing out of the Spirit of God. Now that's what the Word of God is. The written words are the language of God the Holy Spirit. So when you go to Hebrews and you read through chapters 1 through 4, you're going to find when the writer who is guided by the Holy Spirit writing Scripture begins to look back at the Old Testament Scripture, begins to quote the Scripture, how does he quote it? Does he say, and Moses said, and Jeremiah said? No, you know what he says? He that says this, and God has said. When he quotes, and he's guided by the Spirit of God correctly, the writer himself says, and God says. Then he quotes Scripture. Or he'll say, and the Holy Spirit says. As the Holy Spirit says. And then he quotes Scripture. So that if you, as a believer in Christ, are teaching and sharing or whatever, preaching, and you're sharing a Scripture, you can say it. And God says, then quote that Scripture. Or the Holy Spirit says, and quote that Scripture. It's not only what he said in the past, it's what he says. The Scripture is saying. It is speaking. It is now. It is alive. Every verse, every word, every book is pouring forth speech. It's the language of God the Holy Spirit. And to memorize it, to put it into our lives, let alone to get the sheer revelation. Matter of fact, you know the Scripture says, many of you do, Romans 10, that a person can't even believe on Christ and be saved and have the Spirit of God in them and have the gift of eternal life. They can't even believe on whom they've not heard. And that brings me to the second point. Listen, if a lost individual... And if you're lost and you don't have the Spirit of God, you're lost. If you don't, you know, read or hear the Word of God, the Word of Christ, you'll never get the faith to believe. You'll never be able to. In Romans chapter 10, it tells us that faith comes from hearing, and hearing by the Word of God, by the Word of Christ. We're told in chapter 10 that faith comes from hearing. And we're told there that how can they believe on whom they've not heard? Nobody can believe unless they hear these living words. That's why Satan fights against it. That's why Jesus taught that parable that when the sower goes out and sows the word, the birds of the air come and take up the seeds. Well, how does Jesus, you know, what does he say about that? How does he tell us what that means? Well, he tells us right afterwards in the Gospels that It's Satan comes, in the Gospel of Luke, he puts it this way, to steal the Word of God, to take the Word of God from them so that they cannot believe and be saved. Some of you that might have been guided by alternative counterfeit spirituality and spiritual revelations that come from dark spirits, look how they pulled you away from the clear revelation of the Word of God. If they take away the Word of God from you, you can't believe and you can't get saved. As a believer in Christ, if the enemy steals from you Scripture that you've learned to grow and be strong and pulls it away, it's the same process. It's not that you're not saved, it's that Satan is stealing that which strengthens you and builds you and empowers you and gives you knowledge and gives you the ability to grow strong in your faith. So let me say again, number two, the word is his faith giving. The word gives faith. The word builds faith. And that's going to happen every time you get into it and read. If you feel like, you know, the enemy's stealing it from you, you don't have any time, you're so busy, and all that junk, all those excuses, why aren't you in the Word of God? What steals it from you? Make a dedication to getting into it. Because faith comes from hearing it. Faith comes from reading it. Matter of fact, in the Gospel of John, the entire book, listen, if you're saying, well, I don't know how to believe on Jesus, let me tell you, go to the Gospel of John and read and read and read the Gospel of John. Because at the end of the book, the Word of God says, the Holy Spirit says, these things are written that you might believe, you know, in Jesus Christ. And that by believing in him have be given the gift of eternal life. You know what that is? The gift of indestructible immortality. And seeing God face to face, being embraced. Let me give you the third point. The Word of God is alive, it is active, it is powerful. Now when you read Hebrews chapter 4 on this, you're going to read about how the Word of God, the Logos of God, notice again how all of the writers of Scripture, that and again, overwhelmingly, most they didn't know each other. But they were guided by the Spirit of God. Isaiah can only give what God gave him for that. Jeremiah can only give what God gave him for that. You know, Mark can only give what God gave there, and Jude can only give what God gave to him. In each case, there was a selection of what God gave. It is so mammoth, no one individual could handle it. It took 40 different writers and 1,600 years, three different continents, and the use of three languages to bring about the language of God the Holy Spirit. The Word of God that gives faith so that we can believe and have God come inside of us. And thirdly, the Word of God is living, it's alive, and active. There's a power in it. And listen, I'm going to tell you right now, the dark side knows this, the demons know this, Satan knows this. That's why he wants to obscure it, steal it, twist it, do whatever he can to misuse it so that you don't get it. Get it correctly. God, on the other hand, the Holy Spirit is guiding you to get it correctly. The Holy Spirit will never guide you to give to any kind of inaccurate, you know, reading or interpretation. The Holy Spirit inside the believer is there to give you insight into all of Scripture. Christians, we can know all of this revelation. Digging into it is digging into the depth of the nature of God, the attributes of God. It's like going deep into the God that you know and loves you. It's going into how to grow, how to be strong, how to know the mission of God, how to know the will of God, how to fight and be strong, how not to live under the defeat of the world, the flesh, and the devil, but instead in this incredible, you know, ongoing, you know, walk with God. So when you read that it's living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, you got to use it in your spiritual warfare. You got to use it in sharing with others the love of Christ. You've got to use it in your own life. For 30 years, I pastored four separate churches, and even to this day now on broadcast, I will say the same thing. If you don't have anybody to preach the Word of God to you, preach it to yourself. In my quiet time, which isn't so quiet, this morning, as I sought the Lord in worship and in prayer, verses of Scripture come up. You know what I do? I preach it to myself. I remind myself of the Word of God. Even when I feel that I'm getting, you know, either tired or weak or whatever, I just go before the Lord. And Scripture, this Holy Spirit language, this word of faith, this living, active, well, Jesus said it. I love the way Jesus said it in the Gospel of John. The words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. It's called the word of grace. It's called the word of God. It's called the word of life. It's called the word of truth. It's aletheia. It's the revelation of sheer and pure truth. Knowing it will empower you to discern. Knowing it will enable you to see the difference. knowing it will give you tremendous insight right now into what's going on even in the world around us. Much of the Bible, you know what it is? It's prophetic revelation. It's prophetic revelation. That means the Holy Spirit has given information on the future of, you know, what's happening in the world. I mean, future spiritual warfare. Future world evangelization. Future work of the enemy. Future, you know, what we need to get prepared. God gives us a heads up. He gives us the right now. And he tells us, you know, what to be prepared for. No matter how bad things are going to get, we've got everything we need to live powerfully and deeply and fruitful in Christ and do major things. I even believe that we are able to do what it says in the book of Hebrews chapter 11. Conquer kingdoms, administer justice, win hundreds, thousands to Christ. To know our authority, to do all the kind of things that we're needing to do. Now listen, when you go back to the book of Hebrews and you study chapter 5, I'm reading in verse 11 where it says, the Spirit of God says, we have much to say to you about this, but it is hard to explain because you are so slow to learn. See, the problem's never on God's side. If you find yourself weak and vulnerable down the road, realize that after 10, 20 years, you don't know a whole lot of anything in Scripture. It's not God's fault. You're so slow to learn. As a matter of fact, if you read verse 12, it says, in fact, though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach the elementary truths of God's Word all over again. You need milk, not solid food. And that's a shame. Verse 13 says, anyone who lives on milk, the milk of the Word, just little bits here and there, still being an infant, is not acquainted with the teaching about righteousness. They're not. You don't have the depth. Verse 14 says in Hebrews chapter 5, but solid food, referring to the Word of God and the depth of it, the width of it, the height of it, the breadth of it, is for the mature, those that are wise, that are becoming pillars, that are becoming strong. Here's what it says. Who by constant use have trained themselves to distinguish, to discern, good from evil. Good from evil. Now that is the vital issue that we need to be, you know, thinking through. To be able to distinguish between good and evil. To have built within us a depth of the knowledge, of the wisdom, of the revelation, of aletheia, truth. And we're told in Colossians chapter 3, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Richly. We're told in Ephesians 5 to be filled with the Spirit. We're to be filled with the Word, filled with the Spirit. Listen, the Spirit of God has more content to build you, strengthen you, to give you a defense, to give you proclamation, to give you wisdom, to live, to serve, to fight. And so point three, please understand that the words you read, it's like one man reading the Scriptures slammed the book shut and screamed, this book knows me. Because God, it's alive, it's active. You can't read the Word of God without the presence of God, you know, there, knowing. He knows every verse you read. And I'm going to tell you right now, the Spirit of God desires to pour the revelation into you. Do you give God time? Are you studying book by book, deeply, comparing Scripture with Scripture? Let me give you point four. The Word of God brings us to salvation. I mean, you could read about it in James that those who look at the Word don't do anything about it. You know, they deceive themselves. Nothing happens. They forget everything. Those who hear the Word, put it into practice, are blessed in what they do. We're also going to read in the first couple of chapters of James what? To you know, to accept the word of God that's been planted in you that can save you. You're going to read about in the book of Peter, if you go through the book of Peter, that when we are born again by the word of God. You can't get saved without it. Faith comes from hearing, and hearing by the word of God. How can they call on whom they've not heard? You cannot get saved without the revelation of the word of God, the word of power, the word of life, the word of truth. Because it's the very words of God. I mean, we read this in the book of Thessalonians when Paul writes to them and says, hey, you welcomed the message. You didn't look at it as the word of men, but as it actually is, the word of God that is at work, the Greek word work means supernaturally operative in you who believe it. You believe the word of God, it will work supernaturally inside of you. Check that out in the first book of Thessalonians. No, you look it up. It's in there. It's in there. Salvation. If you're saved right now, it's because the word of God got to you. The word of God penetrated. The word of God is alive. Jesus says in John's gospel, the greatest invitation. I mean, in the Old Testament, 700 years before Christ, which is now 2,700 years ago, in Isaiah 46, I love the invitation God gives. Come to me, or turn to me, all you ends of the earth, and be saved, for I am God and there is no other. Now listen, when you go to John's Gospel chapter 7, guess what it does? Jesus, in the midst of a religious festival, which was all a bunch of religious nothing, man-made stuff all around him. Here's now God in human flesh. He stands up among everybody around there in a fallen world, and he cries out, he speaks out. I tell you the truth. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of their inmost being. Read it in John's Gospel, chapter 7. Out of their inmost being would come the power of the Holy Spirit flowing from within. I mean, God wants to get on the inside. Is God on the outside or on the inside? Is the Spirit of God on the inside of your life or on the outside? It all depends on whether Christ is on the inside or the outside. If he's on the outside, he's knocking at the door of your heart and life. He's telling you, get rid of all the counterfeit, what you can't keep, what keeps you from God. Get rid of that to gain what you can never lose. Do you believe God? If you've been believing the other revelations, it's time to break with that. The Greek word metanoia means repentance. That means to turn around completely. You want to have God in your life? You want to know the power of God? You want to know the gift of eternal life? You want to know that you know that you know that you know? You want to end your search? Jesus says, I tell you the truth. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture, the grapha, the writings, the living words said, he'll come into your life. The Holy Spirit will come into your life. Then out from the depth of your being will be the presence of the living God. I pray that you'll come to Christ if you don't know him. I pray that you'll write to me and let me know that you've received Christ as Savior and Lord, and his presence and power into your life. You can write me at shatterxmail@sbcglobal.net. shatterxmail@sbcglobal.net. For those who are brand new to these broadcasts, my name is Russ Dizdar. shatterthedarkness.net on the web. Compelled by the Spirit of God, I just simply come to bring, you know, some teachings about discernment in the most supernaturally infested world. There's a good side, but there is horrifically a bad side. It's been prophesied that not only are we in the pinnacle, the highest ramping up of counterfeit spirituality in human history, but the truth is we haven't seen anything yet. The truth is more is coming. Powerful, powerful counterfeit signs, wonders, miracles, incredible supernatural things will occur coming directly from demonic presence that will at first make it look like it must be from God. If it doesn't lead you to God, it didn't come from God. If it leads you away from the real living Christ and the cross and the love of God, it's demonic, and you know that. Point number four is that the Word of God will lead you to, and you can't get saved without it, eternal life, knowing God, having His power, being guided, being directed. Point number five, the Word of God. For all the believers growing, look at 2 Peter chapter 1 about God has given you His divine power. For the life, Christ-like life, Zoe, for Eusebia, devotion to God, you've got divine power dwelling in you right now, according to verse 3, 2 Peter chapter 1. But look at verse 5, after you read about your participation with God's presence and power and escaping the corruption of the world, we're to add to our faith. Make every effort. Can I ask you something? What's the level of your effort in growing and adding knowledge, perseverance, endurance, love? Listen, by doing this, read the chapter. By adding these qualities from God, it'll keep you from being, you know, unproductive. It'll keep you from falling. If you don't have these as a believer, and you've been a believer a long time, then it says you are nearsighted and blind. You read it yourself. 2 Peter chapter 1, my friend. Point number five is that the Word of God is intended for your growth. Every time you open that book, God is speaking to you. And it might be sometimes when He needs to correct you, train you, teach you, lead you, comfort you. In Psalm 119, my goodness, the Word of God is a lamp to our feet. How does a young man keep himself pure? By guarding it according to the Word of God. The Word of God gives light to your eyes, a lamp to your feet, revival to your soul. The Word of God becomes your counselors. Let's say frankly, the Word of God is beyond psychiatry and beyond psychology and beyond philosophies of man. The living words of God from the infinite God, the wisdom of God. Do you really think there's a higher source? So grow. Learn how to walk with God. Learn how to pray with power. Learn how to be clothed and filled with the Spirit of God. Learn how to have the Word of God in your life to build a strong and empowered life. Let the Word of Christ dwell in you richly as you teach and admonish one another in the body of Christ. You know, the body of Christ would be so much stronger if all believers were receiving the Word in their life, living the Word in their life, then it would be there for usefulness, not only in your own life, but in sharing with others. Listen, so many times in my prayer time, because of the Word of God that's memorized inside and what I do know, the Holy Spirit has a content. It's like the bank. You put a lot of money in the bank when crisis comes up or when needs come up or when there's something. You know what? You withdraw what's there. Jesus said in John's Gospel, the Holy Spirit will cause you to remember all the things that He taught. Now, that is if you know them. If you bank the Word of God in your life, if you bank the Word, this revelation, into your life, well, guess what? The Spirit of God can remind you. The Spirit of God can bring it up. The Spirit of God can check you on things. The Spirit of God can guide you on things. So many people, you know, they just live arrogantly on their own, and they always mess up. I'd rather have the wisdom of God. I acknowledge the wisdom of God is higher than mine. You know, the Word of God itself says, my thoughts are, you know, higher than, as far as the heavens are higher than the earth, God's thoughts are higher. We're talking about infinite source, omniscience, omnipresence, omnipotence, and a God that loves us. Why do you think He gave us all this revelation? It's about beginnings. It's about the end. It's about the coming Antichrist. It's about the coming chaos. It's about the coming supernatural deception that's striking political and military leaders is going to lead to Armageddon. It's for real. Read it in Revelation 16, then read Revelation 19, 19. Do some comparison. Find out, and here's a homework thing. find out in Revelation 16, when the demons are released and sent to the kings and leaders of the world, military and political, what the demonic presence is sent for. Then read Revelation 19:19. I'm going to tell you again, there is a supernatural power operating the world as never before in human history. It's not beyond the power and the authority and the grace and the might and the supply of God. The problem is many, many Christians have not opened wide their whole lives. Psalm 81:10. Let me say it again. Maybe you'll mark it down. Remember, it's Psalm 81:10. I'm not going to quote it for you. You got to look it up. So point number five, you can't grow without it. You can't have strong faith without it. You can't minister well without it. You can't have the comfort and the joy and the depth and really be seasoned in the Lord without it. You can't do spiritual warfare without it. You can't help fulfill the great commission of God without it. You can't give wisdom really to others if you don't have it in you. Maybe start taking a read of Proverbs about gaining knowledge and wisdom. Well, let me tell you to number six, because we're going to run out of time. Number six, the Word of God brings defeat to deception. Defeat to deception. You ever read the book of 1 John? Now, this is a vital book for the day that we're living in, because the book of 1 John was written guided by the Spirit of God to give content and revelation to the believers 2,000 years ago when an incredible counterfeit alternative spirituality was being pumped on them that taught an evolution to spiritual deification and turned Jesus into nothing more than, you know, an example of how we can become gods. It's no different than the New Age teaching, which is the ultimate Luciferian doctrine. An evolution to deification is what the fallen cherub, Satan himself, promised humanity in the beginning. The finite can't fulfill that. It was a lie. Then, it was a lie 2,000 years ago. It's a lie right now. So the book of 1 John will give you great, great insight, contrasting light and darkness, contrasting who really is a Christian and how do you know, and who really isn't, and how do you know, contrasting the spirit of error and the spirit of truth, telling us to test the spirits to see whether they've come from God, showing us that all of the written Holy Spirit-given grapha is the bottom line authority and is from God, and warns us again and again, saying, I write this to you so that you will not sin a sin. I write this to you concerning those who are trying to lead you astray. Every single person out there that is guided by a dark spirit that is promoting their own counterfeit spirituality, they will have a propensity to try to even deceive Christians. They'll come to your door. You've got to understand that the Satanic agenda is active and counterfeit to everything that God is doing. And so the spirits are coming upon and filling and possessing individuals that now are writing materials that are inspired by demons and preaching it and teaching it and leading people massively astray. What are you going to do about it? You've got to be strong and discerning yourself. You got to be filled with the love of God, which 1 John says that if you obey the word of God, you're going to have the fullness of the love of God in you. If you're going to put the word of God into practice, you're going to grow. You're going to know God better and better and better and better, experientially. Those that have demon spirits guiding them, one of the evidences, they don't want to center into the word of God. They're going to be led through satanic synchronicity into other occult writings by other demon spirits. Demons guide people to demons. Demonic writings guide people to other demonic writings. The Word of God guides you to the Word of God. The Word of God guides you to God. God guides you to the Word. That clear? Anybody that's got the Holy Spirit in them and the revelation of the living Christ and the Word of God, and I can only, you know, will share the Word and point to the Word of God. You know why? Because the Holy Spirit is His language. It's how you know God. It's how you grow in God. And as a matter of fact, as I'm saying in point six, it's how you defeat deception. I've already mentioned in Hebrews 5 where it says, by constant use of the Word of God, you gain the ability to distinguish between good and evil. By reading in 1 John, go ahead and read it this week. Chapters 3 through 5, you're going to find where it says very clearly, chapter 2, you're going to find where it says that these things were written for the purpose that to, they're written with a purpose, an urgent purpose. I write these things to you because of those who are trying to lead you astray. Chapter 2 will tell you about the last hour. How do we know it's the last hour of human history? Many antichrists are out there. The antichrist is coming. There's a counterfeit fake spiritual anointing that comes from the, you know, evil side. There's a true anointing that is not counterfeit, that leads you to stay in the truth. The Holy Spirit will lead you to stay in Christ and in truth. Demons will lead people to stay outside of Christ and in error. My friends, it's as simple as this. It's two different spiritual kingdoms. One is infinite, comes from God, and leads to God. One is finite, tragic, filled with lies, leads people away from God. It could do no other because of its nature and its will. Satan's not going to help one person get to God. He has no mercy. And the pinnacle, well, the ramping up is clearly here, and the pinnacle is coming. The apex of the Revelation 18, Babylon, where every demon spirit, let's get again. And no matter how many times I say how many bad things, you know, that Satan's bringing to the world, which is true, even the Antichrist, when he comes, you got to understand, there's going to be so much seduction that literally hundreds of millions will take the mark because they're going to believe a lie. They're going to believe a lie because they have no defenses. If, listen, Russians, Chinese, listen, doesn't make any difference up there in Norway, Sweden, you know, over there in Pretoria, South Africa, over there in Montenegro or Spain, wherever you're listening from. Dear friends, I'm here by the love and compelling presence of God to say, I love you, God loves you, Christ is the Savior loving you. Come to Christ. Let the Spirit of Christ come into you. Let the Word of God get into you. I mean, Jesus warned 2,000 years ago that in the very end of days, the incredible ramping up of supernatural deception would even seek to bring deception to the elect, to the believers. As a matter of fact, Jesus, in that chapter concerning the very end of days and the return of Christ, tells us the first thing Jesus says, don't let anyone deceive you. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, when people were being confused by false prophecies, false spiritualities coming in, declaring something contrary to the Word of God, once again, the Holy Spirit says, don't let anybody deceive you. Christian, God says to you, don't let anyone deceive you. The Spirit of God's in you. The Spirit of truth is in you. 1 John 4, greater Megdala, meaning vast. Greater is the Holy Spirit inside of you than the fallen cherub, demons, and all the rest that are in the world. Did you know that, Christian? Point six is simply constant use of the Word of God will give you the power of discernment. The Spirit of God dwelling in you gives you the power of discernment. Later on, we're going to talk about the charismatic gifting of discernment for another use. But let me give you the last thing here, because number six is it'll help you defeat deception. Number seven, when it comes to discernment and the Word of God, session two in the series, the Word of God will teach you this, that it will empower you and make you stronger and have you overcome victory over the devil himself. A lot of people afraid of the devil. Not believers who are clothed with the Spirit of God. The righteous are as bold as a lion. The wicked flee. Satan wants to go around roaring like a, you know, lion, roaming around, seeking someone to devour. And yes, he tries to devour you. What are you going to do, run all your life? You can't hide behind anybody else's skirt. You know, so many Christians, they always want me to pray things off of them. Why don't you pray it off yourself? He said, well, I've been a Christian 10 years. I don't know how to do that. Because, well, you could blame it on everybody else not teaching you. Because here's what I did a long time ago. I decided I'm going to learn everything that I can learn. I thank God for the teachers and preachers and people I've learned from. The books and materials have been written by many others. The Word of God being the central issue, the foundation of all of it. But I want you to know right now that we've got to know this Word of God right now. What it says this. It empowers us to know and have victory over Satan. Look at 1 John chapter 2, which says very clearly, I write to you young believers, young men, because you are strong, you've overcome, the Greek word Nike, decisive victory over the devil, over Satan. You've overcome Satan. And the reason is because the Word of God lives in you. Meno is the Greek word. Dwells in you. The only way the Word of God can dwell in you, believe it and put it into practice. Bottom line, that's that simple. Believe it and put it into practice. Believe it and step out on it. Believe it and do it. You'll be blessed, empowered, stronger. You'll know God better. You'll be better able. You'll be stronger to build yourself up in your most holy faith. Jude 20. Listen, we're out of time. This is Russ Dizdar. I hope to find you coming to session number 3, Discernment in God the Holy Spirit. Blessings to you. May God's love just impact you right now. Those who don't know Christ, come to Jesus. God summons you to come now. Believe on His name. Receive Christ. Let me know so I can help you out. Go to shatterthedarkness.net. You'll find out a number of the events coming up. A big training event in Mansfield, Ohio, October 23rd, 24th, 2009. God's a blessing to you.